Hello?
Hello, good evening. Am I speaking to Jennifer? Hello. My name is Oscar, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's very quick, ma'am. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Very well, let's move on. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
You are, thank you. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote, thank you, ma'am. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
46.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? What is your race, please?
My race, white.
Well, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am satisfied.
Satisfied, okay, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel.
Okay.
If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel about public schools from 0 to 100?
I don't know if I should abstain from that.
Remember, if you got no opinion or never heard of them, I mean, you can say so. But, you know, we want to know how you feel about them.
I'm going to say 80.
80, very well. And how, this is not an organization. How do you feel about Moms for Liberty, if you're familiar with it?
Not familiar with it.
So, never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay. How do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education?
I don't have an opinion.
No opinion, all right.
No opinion.
How do you feel about Mr. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero? How do you feel about Joe Biden?
50.
50, okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about public school teachers?
80.
80, very well. How do you feel about, this is an idea, a trend, how do you feel about the woke culture or wokeism?
The what?
Woke culture.
Work culture.
No, woke. W-O-K-E, yes.
Oh, I'm going to abstain. That's such a loaded term.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer that one.
No opinion?
Right, no opinion.
Okay, all right, very well. That's fine. How do you feel about charter schools?
Well, we don't have charter schools in Virginia, or at least in Roanoke.
Okay, so would you say you have no opinion or never heard of them?
Okay. No opinion.
Okay, and how do you feel about the National Education Association, or NEA?
No opinion.
No opinion. Very well. Let's move on. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, ma'am. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I don't know.
I don't know
anything about charter schools. Right.
So, at this moment, that's what you want to enter, don't know.
Don't know.
Sure. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and zero means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
How well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I'm sorry, do you mean my local schools or do you mean...
No, the public schools in general.
Seven.
Seven, very well. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's your opinion that matters.
Yeah.
How well do public schools prepare the students to be ready for higher education like college?
Seven.
Seven, very well. And how well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Seven.
Seven, very well. How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Also a seven.
Seven, very well. Let's move on. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
That might be a five.
Five, very well. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
That might be an eight.
Eight, very well. Let's move on. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
The U.S.?
No, we're talking about the state you live in.
My state. Not enough.
Not enough, okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
You haven't? Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Little, very well. Thank you. As you may have heard, a critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
A strongly agreement or somewhat? Agree.
Sure, an agreement. Yes.
Somewhat agree. Somewhat agree. Is that correct?
I'm so sorry. What were my choices again there?
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
A lot.
A lot, okay. please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Somewhat strongly agree, ma'am, or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Next statement, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Well, mm-hmm. I don't like the word dictate.
Okay.
Read me the statement again.
Sure. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I guess I agree with that.
Strongly, ma'am, or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Very well. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, man. Moving on, almost there, almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat supports, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I'm sorry, it's late and I'm losing focus. Okay. Can you please?
Sure, almost done. The idea is protecting educators' right to free speech.
Yes.
Fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I support.
Somewhat?
I strongly support educators. Yes.
Okay. Very well. Next idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I'm so sorry. A what component to the curriculum? An ethnic component?
Ethnic studies unit, yes.
Sure, yeah, that'd be fine if there's time.
Support it strongly?
I somewhat support it.
Thank you. Next idea is increasing discipline in schools.
Would
you support it or oppose it?
I'm just going to abstain from answering that one. I don't know.
Sure. If you don't know, don't know. That's an acceptable answer as well. Very well. Next idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose that idea?
For their individual kid, or that a parent could veto it for the whole school?
I cannot add anything to what it says because I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, so let me read it again. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I strongly support that if it has to do with their individual kid. But I don't know how to. Maybe I should abstain from that one, too.
Okay, abstain? Very well. Sure. One more idea. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries that they see as pornographic, or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that idea?
In the school library or in the public library?
No, school libraries. It says making it easier for parents to challenge books in the school libraries that they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
This is so hard. I say yes, I support them in opposing pornographic books, but not racial issues.
So how would you answer the question, though? Strong support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I guess it would have to be somewhat.
Support?
Or somewhat support.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Let's try to think, wrap things up. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Mm-hmm. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Very well. I got three arguments here. After this, we'll be wrapping things up. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first statement says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect the inaccurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement, ma'am? 0 to 10.
it's convincing. We should fight back.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
Essentially, you're asking me if I agree with that.
No. But see, I need a number because that's how we rate it. Remember, 0 is not at all convincing. 5 is somewhat convincing. 10 is very convincing. Or what number between 0 and 10 would you give it to that argument? How convincing do you find it?
7.
7, very well. That's how it works. Very well. Let's go to the second one. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters or electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
2.
2, very well. And one more. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
I don't know, 5.
5, very well. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree, ma'am?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
This one I have trouble with. I cannot. I guess it's I kind of agree.
I somewhat agree. Would that be correct?
Parents should not be able to dictate. Read the last.
A school curriculum. Yeah, individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I mean, I kind of agree.
Somewhat agree. Would that be correct?
Yes, somewhat agree.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The what now? The largest school?
The last year of schooling
that
you completed.
You going to give me choices or do I just tell you?
Well, yeah, you can tell me if I can give you a choice if you want to. 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate. Some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate, like a master, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Yeah, postgraduate.
Postgraduate, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
A not so strong Democrat.
Not strong Democrat. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay. Which of the following best describes your child's or children's school? Is a public school, charter school, private school, or home school?
I have three. We have been in private school until this year, and today was our first day in public school.
So they are in public school right now, all of them?
They're in public school, no. Two in public school, one in private school. And we've only been in public school today. So I just...
Sure, sure.
I think it would be best to say that most of my opinions have been formed by my experience in private school.
I see, but you know, I mean, we can choose multiple answers.
I know. Want
to choose private school and public school, both of them? We can do that if you want.
Oh, you can? You can do both? Okay, yeah.
Very well.
You can do both, do public and private.
Sure, sure. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
With regards to political issues?
Yes.
I'm somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Every week.
Every week, thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or to someone in your household? No. And next one is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you or to someone else in your household?
No.
Very well. Last question. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience. Much appreciated, ma'am. Good night.
Thank you. Tell me real quick, what is the name of the organization you asked me about and I had never heard of it? Like Mothers for Freedom?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty. And what is that organization? Is it a national organization or a state?
Well, I mean, for quality purposes, I'm not supposed to speculate on any parts of the survey. Just read 100% verbatim, so I'm sorry, ma'am. I cannot provide any more information. Sorry about that.
But it's called Moms for Liberty.
Right, that's correct.
Moms for Liberty. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Bye-bye.